بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continue with the Kitab Islah al-Aqaid, correction of our beliefs. We carry on with the beliefs regarding the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The first belief regarding Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum is whichever Muslim has seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam and passed away as a Muslim is referred to as a Sahabi. The companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very great honor. In this ummah, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum enjoy the highest rank, even if they only saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a moment. The greatest of all the pious people who came after them can never be equal to the lowest among them. The second belief, many virtues in the Qur'an-i Kareem and the Hadith have been narrated regarding them. All the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were trustworthy, they were perfect believers, and will all go to Jannah. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the most choices of the ummah to be in the companionship of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Belief number three, the most virtuous amongst them are Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He succeeded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and was chosen as the first Khalifa unanimously by all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He is referred to as the first Khalifa. He is the most superior person in the Ummah. The second is that is of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the second Khalifa. The third, he was followed by Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the third Khalifa. He was succeeded by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the fourth Khalifa. These four Khulafa'i Rashidin, they are followed by the remaining six of those ten who were promised Jannat in one Hadith. In one Hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised Jannat for ten Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The first four were the Khulafa'i Rashidin. Then after them was Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abdullah anhu, Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They are followed by the participants in Badr, the participants of Uhud, the participants in Hudaybiyah, those who accepted Islam before the conquest of Makkah, and then those who accepted Islam after the conquest of Makkah. Belief number four, after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came the era of the Khulafa'i Rashidin. That is, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an wa anhum ajma'in, which lasted for 30 years. To accept the decisions of these Khalifa, Khulafa, and practice on their Sunnah is like practicing on the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accepting his decisions. Example, performance of 20 rakats tarawih, three talaqs falling when uttered, etc. This is exactly as accepting the ruling of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الحمد لله last night the 13th para was recited in Tarawih. However, we just continue from where we left off yesterday in the half of the 13th para, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention with regard to Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, how he gave da'wah to his people. And Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam mentions a very, very important aspect, and he told his people, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, that wastaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh, inna rabbi rahim wadud. When you have realized your mistake, then very, very important, Allah has kept this door open till the day of Qiyamah, and for every human being till his last breath, that seek forgiveness from Allah. Accept your mistake, acknowledge your wrongs, and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah is your Rabb, your Creator. Summa tubu. Then make a firm pledge that you will turn back towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this is what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also taught us, the solution to every person's problem under all conditions. Man lazim al istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhikin makhraja, wa min kulli hammin faraja, wa yarzuqu min haythu la yahtasib. That whoever makes istighfar, that he is seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes it incumbent upon himself, then from the most difficult situations, Allah Ta'ala will open a way out for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him such sustenance from avenues where he can't think. And this is the same honor Allah grants to the muttaqi, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person is not easy to reach that high stage of being among the pious servants. But from this door, we all can go through this door. The Ustad of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Isfahani rahmatullah alayhi, for 30 years he is making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me from your disobedience. Allah Ta'ala inspired in his heart, O Isfahani, that if we can't come through the great door of taqwa, then I have kept the door open of istighfar and tawbah. So this door is open for each and every person. And inna Rabbi Rahimu Wadud, verily my Rabb, my Creator, my Sustainer is very merciful and loves to forgive. Allahu Akbar. On one occasion, our Dara Shaykh of the Chaki Maqsad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains, his Shaykh, Mawlana Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, one day hurriedly called him and said, Hakim Akhtar, come here, Allah has inspired me with new knowledge. Hazrat said, Oh Hazrat, what is that? He says, Allah is inspired in my heart. Wherever you see in the Quran Kareem, two qualities of Allah Ta'ala come together, like Ya Rahim Wadud. Then they have got a special link, like Ya Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions Rahim and Wadud. That why does Allah Ta'ala forgive? Because Allah Ta'ala is very kind and Allah loves to forgive. So Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Then as Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam father mentions a very, very important aspect again. Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam tells his people, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, that whatever good I do, whatever ability, it is nothing from my side. Any good that any person does, a person should realize this is solely and only the special favor and the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should beg for this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should appreciate this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains with regard to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah ta'ala sent him to Fir'aun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that those that did not accept his message, Allah ta'ala's curse came upon them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, that those people who realize the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest and they bring tawheed in their heart, then those people Allah ta'ala regard them as very, very honorable and very respectable people. Allah ta'ala says they will be getting entrance into Jannah forever and ever. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ, and Allah ta'ala save us that those who become wretched, and when you engage in the disobedience of Allah, your heart becomes more wretched and hard, and then you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says such people are heading towards the fire of Jahannam. Further again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention with regard to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that the people that went against them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this very, very important ayat concerning which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam particularly mentioned, that when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a few white hairs in the beard of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, Oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is happening? We see the sign, white hairs in your beard. It is as if a sign of you getting old. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Shayyabatnul Hud, that the Surah Hud, in which Allah Ta'ala has made mention with regard to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, etc., and particularly this verse, Fastaqim kama umirt, وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَضْغَوْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. This verse has made me white, in other words, the concern of akhirat, and one very important aspect that we love in this world, we have to inculcate this quality of istiqamah, steadfastness, that whatever we do, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught, خَيْرُ الْعَمَلْ مَا قَلَّ وَدِيمًا, The best of actions is, even if it is little, but it is done punctually and regularly. And that is a sign of a true believer. Not we do things in josh, we have to do things with josh. In other words, do our daily ma'amul regularly and daily. And this is extremely important. Istiqamat is more greater than a thousand khayru min alfi karama. One person said, what is the Junaid Baghdadi radiallahu rahmatullahi alayhi, one of his murids for 13 years. After that he said, Sheikh, I want to leave you. The Sheikh said, what's wrong? He says, 13 years I stayed, I didn't see any karamat, you're not walking on the air, or you're not making namaz in the waters, etc. Then he said, oh my friend, that 13 years, did you ever see me doing anything against the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He pondered for a moment and he said, Sheikh, yes, I've seen 13 years your life is such that you never ever done anything against the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he said, oh Zalim, it's like you're telling a good friend that, oh Zalim, oh oppressor, can't you see that 13 years I was punctual of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what greater karamat that, you want. This is karamat that we practice on deen, and not what we have, people have lopsided idea about what is a pious servant. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further mentions, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُسَبِّتَ بِهِ فُعَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ بِهَذِي الْحَقُّ وَمُعِذَةُ وَذِكْرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That why does Allah ta'ala make mention of all the kissas, the incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and incidents of the pious or of the past in the Qur'an Kareem? Qur'an Kareem is not a storybook. Qur'an Kareem is a great kitab. Allah ta'ala says that first of all, we have revealed us all these incidents, so that, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we strengthen your heart by consoling you that your people also are going against you. They're not accepting your message. But just look at the previous Anbiya alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all went through the same trend and how their people also rejected them. So you just, you tread in the same path and you bear patience. So to strengthen the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam great consolement and show the honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the ummat, وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِي الْحَقِّ. To realize these are the true, this is the true kitab of Allah, that Allah mentions the incidents of the past. So we have to take a great lesson, the mo'izah. This is the waaz, this is a lecture from Allah Ta'ala, and a reminder for the believers. So those people who are true, they will take great lessons from here. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, one taziru, then wait for your fate and you will see when your maut comes, what will be your result. And when the day of Qiyamah comes, what will be the condition? The next surah, Surah Yusuf, Allah Ta'ala explains in this beautiful surah, magnificent surah. Many people listen, hear about Surah Yusuf, they think it's just a aliyazu billah, a love story or some drama, etc. No, they are great lessons Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the surah. And Allahu Akbar. This surah alone shows the great honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truthfulness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because before that, nobody knew the incident that how the people of went to Egypt. So they sent, the Jews sent the pagan mushrikeen to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to question him about this. That how did the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam leave and land up in Egypt? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they thought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not know about this. Allah ta'ala revealed the whole surah, the whole incident to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which they were astonished and shocked. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. That we reveal to you this beautiful incident of the best of all stories. And this is the story which we have revealed to you in the Qur'an Kareem. And we chose that this is before this, وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ لَمِنْ الْغَافِلِينَ. Nobody knew about this incident before. We chose the truthfulness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the great lessons to learn, that when a person gets achievement, and then people, instead of trying to tread that path also and try and follow in that, people will rather become jealous, etc., when you don't make your spiritual reformation and your Islam. Like Allah Ta'ala showed it, Allah Ta'ala honored Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was shown this dream. He's called Yusuf ali abi ya abati inni raitu ahad ashra kawkaba wa shamsu al qamara raitum li sajidin. Then he told his father that I saw in a dream, I saw the 11 stars. the sun and the moon, they all prostrating to me. His father immediately realized that this is a great honor that Allah is going to bestow to him. His 11 brothers were, the 11 stars were referring to his brother. The sun was referring to his father and the moon to his mother. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to give him great honor. So his father immediately guided him. Then don't talk about this incident, because when your brothers and others come to know about us, then enmity will come in their hearts. They start hating you. And we see when the inclination of his father came more to him, then obviously his brothers, they started becoming upset, and they started having jealousy for him. And jealousy is such a terrible disease. Instead of treating it, and the best treatment of jealousy is a fight. Our Shaykh Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawud Barakatuh explained so beautifully that this is such a fire that burns in your heart, that you see somebody got something, why has he got it? All the fire brigades of the world can never put off this fire. What will put off this fire is the fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You come to the man of Allah, they will inspire the love of Allah, this will put off this fire. Otherwise jealousy will make a person do terrible things. Like here with regard to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his brothers started plotting against him, and some of them said that rather let us kill him and get rid of him, then the father won't love him. One of them said, no, qala qailu minhum la taqtulu Yusuf, don't kill him, rather let us throw him into a well, and then he will be out of sight and out of mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Hazrat, his father Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, with regard to this, they requested their father that send him with us, he'll also play with us. His father said, no, I'm scared. They made all excuses. Finally, his father to send him, and they did this evil plot, and they threw him into the well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that people can plot against you, Allah ta'ala will protect you. Allah ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Before he touched the bottom of the well, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam's wing was there to save him, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was saved. But then on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us another lesson also. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a young boy, and he looked into the mirror, and he thought, I'm such a handsome boy, I'll get a great prize. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that Allah doesn't like this type of quality, that a person thinks big of himself and attaches any prize to himself, because we are all the servants of Allah and slaves. A slave, he puts his prize to himself, he's a foolish person. And if another slave puts a prize on another slave, that is also foolishness. Only the king can put a prize on a slave. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam thought that Allah ta'ala immediately told, وَقَالَ لِسْتَرَوْمِ مِسْتَرِمْ لَاتِي أَقْرِمِ مَسْوَاهُ وَسَعِيًا فَانَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, وَسَرَوْ بِسَمَنِمْ بَقْسِنْ دَرَائِمَ مَعْدُودَ وَكَانُ فِي مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ, that he was sold in the market for a very menial price, even for such the coins that were not even original and they were fake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we should always never ever regard ourselves as worthy of anything. It is only the favor of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that now Allah ta'ala gave him honor again, that he was taken out from the well and he was bid in the market, and all people came to bid for him, but only the king of that time could buy him. What honor Allah ta'ala gave him again. Then he was living in the house of the minister of finance, and he used to stay with the wife of the minister of finance alone. From this also we learn, even a young boy alone with a woman in the house, where our Shaykh says so beautifully, wherever you put butter in front of fire, it must melt. And what happened? She got inclined to this young boy because so beautiful, and she tried to seduce him and cause evil with him. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam showed us that we should always appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When she told him, qalat haytalak, that she locked all the doors, and she said, now come fulfill your haram desire. He said, inna rabbi asana maswai, my Allah is so kind to me, and in whose house I'm staying also is so kind, how can I commit this evil? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a miracle that a small child in the house of the minister spoke and gave evidence in favor of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that people, instead of realizing the honor of a people, they will get together, and the woman of their town started plotting and said, what is wrong with Zulaikha? She gave them a banquet and showed him the beauty. They all started falling onto her side, and they telling him that you must fulfill her desires. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbi sizna abu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. Said, ya Allah, I'd rather go into jail, but going towards this haram that they are talking to. So from this we learn that our Dada Shaykh says, rather give your life life, but never ever commit haram. Never fulfill your haram desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of these. He stayed in jail, but Allah ta'ala showed the inmates that what an honorable person. His character was so honorable that people took to him and people became encouraged that this is a man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two inmates in the jail, they saw a dream and they came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and they asked him, what's the interpretation of this dream? That we see you are a very honorable person. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam first of all gave them dawah towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya sahibi sid, arbabu mutafarikuna khayruna millahu al-wahidul qahhar. That all my fellow inmates of the jail, all the different gods that people are worshipping, is that better or one great Allah? Is that better? In other words, bring tawheed in your heart and worship only one Allah, because all these other gods people have just fabricated and made their own this thing. In ilhukmu illa lillah, Allah has commanded that you worship only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the firm deen. Then after that he gave them the interpretation. The one had to be hanged, the other one had to become the who will squeeze wine for the king. Then further, the king after a while saw a dream that sabah bakaratin simaniya kulun sabun hijab wa sabah sumbulan. The person that was going to work for the king, he told him that please tell the king, remind the king about me that I'm in jail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, the man of Allah of a very high caliber, Allah ta'ala didn't want him to turn his attention towards anybody. So Allah ta'ala made this person forget, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had to stay in jail for another few years. Then the king saw a dream that 7 lean cows were eating 7 fat cows. He asked his ministers, can you all interpret it? They say, no, this is false. This is a false dream. And from this also we understand that the dreams also are a portion of nabuwat. There are certain dreams which are called ru'ya isaliya, pious dreams which Allah ta'ala gives to certain people, which is 1/40th of nabuwat. But today's time, many people are overtaken with dreams, and we get overtaken. I saw this dream and that dream. We shouldn't live in a dream world. Like one person came to Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullahi and said, Hazrat, if you see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, isn't it that you have seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reality? He said, yes. So he said, a person who sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, isn't he a sahabi? He said, yes. That person who saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, he'll be a dream sahabi. So we shouldn't get overtaken with dreams and think that, oh, I saw this dream, I'm a very great person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in such a way that Allah has given us our body, our desires, our nafs. And with that, our Allah has brought our soul from Jannah. So the soul has to be worked on so that it overpowers our desire. But if we don't make our spiritual treatment, then Allah ta'ala teaches us in the 13th para, Allah ta'ala explains that the Nabi of Allah, such a great man, is acknowledging and teaching us that a person who doesn't take care of his spiritual reformation, then the soul of his will run havoc with him. Because Allah ta'ala has made the soul such that it is inclined towards haram. And وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That, oh Allah, I don't claim that I could save myself from that crucial situation. Such a situation that Zulaikha locked all the doors and called him, a person useless like myself, I think this is a very great, a very good occasion for me. But a person who have got Allah in his heart, he realizes that this is a very difficult situation. And he begs Allah Ta'ala and he says, oh Allah, I know that my nafs and every person's nafs, the initial stage is, لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. It will command you very strongly towards haram. And our Dada Shaykh has said so beautifully that Ya Allah said, Bisru, what evil, Bisru is on the same scale of Bichu. The Urdu word Bichu means scorpion. That your nafs is like a scorpion. If you don't take care of it, it will cause great harm to you. So a person has to be very careful. Illa mar rahima rabbi. All the time, remember, we have to go out in the bazaars, etc., think that my nafs will mislead me. Besides, when Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come, Allah's mercy comes when you're in the right place, on the right occasion, in the right condition. Like for example, now in the masjid, you're in the condition of zikr, etc., where Allah's rahmat is descending, then Allah Ta'ala will save us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that after all that Allah ta'ala gave Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam such honor that when the king saw the dream, that person told the king, I will give you, the, I will, the, the, the person in the jail, he will give you the interpretation. He went and he got the interpretation. The minister was overtaken and he said, go and bring him. Yusuf ﷺ didn't just run out of jail, but he said, tell him to sort out the matter, that why I came into jail, that who was I wrong or not. Then when he asked the woman of the time, the wife of the minister acknowledged and she said, قَالَتْ إِمْرَاتِ الْعَزِيزُ الْآنَ حَسَّصَ الْحَقِّ. Now the truth is that he is an honorable man. It was me, my evil desires, that I tried to seduce him. And Yusuf ﷺ's honor was such that now قَالَ جَلْنِي عَلَىٰ خَزَائِنِ الْعَبْدِ. He said and he realized that he was the person, Allah gave him the ability. Not that he wanted the position, but he saw the condition of the town at that time, that drought, etc. And you need an honest and trustworthy person to take care of the affairs of the government and distribute the rations, etc. So he told the minister, make me the minister of finance. And I, in the Afizun Aleem, I am very trustworthy and protective, and I'm knowledgeable. Allah has given me knowledge in this field. Allah Ta'ala gave him this great honor. Now people had to come, there was drought in that time. They had to come to get their ration to him. His brothers also were living in that time, in that era, and they had to also come for ration. They came to him, and when they came, he immediately made them out, but they could not make him out. And when they came for ration and they asked for their ration, so he asked that what they asked for their one brother, that they did not bring what his original brother. So he said that, what about him? Why didn't you bring him? I can't give him a ration if he's not here. You'll have to bring him what? Then to show them how honorable he is, he even put their money back into their bag and he said, tell that you see that you come with your brother, then only I can give you your ration. When they went back and they told their father the incident, the father said, Hal amin hal amanukum ali kama amintukum ala akhi min qabl. How am I going to trust you? The brother before, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, you all threw him in a well, and now his brother, you want to take him, what? How am I going to trust you? They tried to put trust into the father's heart, and they said, no, we will be honorable. Then the father explained to them that how they should go to the door of the king. People should not be overtaken with them, and they should put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala made it such that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam wanted his brother with him. Allah ta'ala made a way out, that Allah ta'ala showed him, that put one of the valuable things in his bag and then announced that something of the king has been missing. This was Allah Ta'ala's special plan for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When it was announced that something is missing, they said, what is missing? They said, the royal cup of the king is missing. They asked, what will be the punishment in whoever's favor, whoever got it? He said, we'll have to keep that person behind. When they found it in the bag of his brother Binyamin, then they thought in their heart that he also, his brother before also stole, so he also is the same like that. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in his heart said, call me yasik wa katsaraka khullahu min khab. That if they said that his brother before them also stole. Fasarra Yusuf bi nafsi wa lam yubdi alom. They thought of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, you people thinking bad of me, but of us, but you don't know what worse things you cause. Wa fawqa kulli dhi ilmin alim. And remember, above every learned an honorable person is a person more honorable than you, more learned than you. So learn from your elders, and above all is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explained that now when the brothers went back and they went to their father and they said, this is what happened, that our brothers were sold. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was very, very saddened, but he said, innama ashku basi wa uzni ila Allah. The friends of Allah, they feel sad at such occasions, but they put their trust in Allah ta'ala. And he told them, go back and find, don't become despondent in the mercy of Allah. They went back to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and they said, we are in dire straits, we have problems, please give us ration. Then Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, that do you remember what you all did to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? Then they realized, hal alimtum ma faltum bi Yusuf wa akhihi antum jahilun. When you were ignorant, do you remember what you did to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and his brother? Immediately they realized that, who are we are talking to? Qalu innaka lanta Yusuf. Are you Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? He said, yes, Allah Ta'ala gave me this honor with two great qualities, inna umayyat taqi wa yasbir, because I inculcated taqwa and I made sabr, and Allah Ta'ala takes this into consideration. Then Allah Ta'ala showed how Allah Ta'ala guided and brought the whole family together. He sent his kurta, they put this over my father who became blind. From this also we learn the barakat of the pious servants, their clothing, etc. has got barakat. People have got a misunderstanding with regard to this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed when his father and the whole family came, then how he raised his father on the throne, and Allah ta'ala showed that the dream that he saw, this honor of the dream, and then he explained that what an open heart Allah gave him. He forgave all his brothers and he said, La tasrib alaykum al-yawm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take a lesson from this, and don't be like such people, وَكَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ يُلَبْ يَمُرُّونَ عَلِيَهُمْ أَنَا مُعْرِضُونَ. Many signs you pass by my signs daily. You see the skies, everything, but you don't take lesson. Take lesson from all these things. And remember, when you take lesson and recognize Allah, then Nabi Kareem Sawasam teaches us, قُلْ هَذِي سَبِيلِ أَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. My path is to call towards the oneness of Allah. So he should penetrate our hearts with total conviction. Ala basira. And whoever who has got the basira, that is, this is my way, and those who will follow me. So we should also bring in our heart, the sperm tawheed in our heart, and spread this message to the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in all this incident, there is a great lesson for us. People of intelligence will take a lesson and turn towards Allah and inculcate tawheed and the oneness in our heart.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تبارك وإن لله تبارك وتعالى ملائكة سيارة فضلا زائدين على الحفظة يبتغون مجالس ذكر فإذا وجدوا مجلسا فيه ذكر قعدوا معهم وحف بعضهم بعضا بأجنحتهم حتى يملأوا ما بينهم وبين السماء الدنيا فإذا تفرقوا وصعدوا إلى السماء الحديث وفي آخره فيقول الله قد غفرت لهم فأعطيتهم ما سألوا وأجرتهم مما استجاروا قال فيقولون ربي فيهم فلان عبد خطاء إنما مر فجلس معهم قال فيقول وله غفرت هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ اللہ جل جلالہ کے کتنے ہی فرشتے محافظ فرشتوں کے علاوہ راستوں پر پھرتے ہیں اور ذکر کرنے والوں کے مجالس ڈھونڈتے ہیں. جب وہ ان لوگوں کو پا لیتے ہیں جو ذکر الہی میں مشغول رہتے ہیں تو وہ ان کے ساتھ بیٹھتے ہیں اور وہ فرشتے ان لوگوں کو اپنے پروں سے آسمان میں دنیا تک گھیر لیتے ہیں. جب وہ متفرق ہو جائے تو فرشتوں آسمان کی طرف چھرتے ہیں. بس اللہ جل جلالہ فرماتے ہیں کہ میں نے ان کو بخش دیا اور ان کے مطلوبہ چیز ان کو عطا کر دی اور ان کو پناہ دے دی جس سے وہ پناہ مانگ رہے ہیں. پھر فرشتے کہتے ہیں اے رب ان ذکر کرنے والوں میں فلاں شخص بھی ہے جو اپنے کسی کام سے آیا تھا پھر وہ وہی ذکر کرنے والوں کے پاس بیٹھ گیا اس لیے وہ تو اس مغفرت کی بشارت کا مستحق نہیں. بس اللہ جل جلالہ فرماتے ہیں اہل ذکر ایسے بیٹھنے والے ہیں کہ ان کے ساتھ بیٹھنے والا محروم نہیں ہوتا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned there are a group of angels who roam the earth searching for people engaged in the dhikr of Allah jalla jalaluhu. When they find such people, they sit with them, enshrouding them with their wings. Due to their great number, they encompass space between the gathering and the sky. When the gathering terminates, the angel proceed to the heavens. Thereafter, a lengthy discussion takes place between Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the angels regarding those making dhikr. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu finally announces, O my angels, bear witness that I forgive them all. I will bestow them whatever they desire and I shall protect them from whatever they seek protection from. The angels make mention regarding a man who had not come with the intention of making dhikr, but for some other purpose. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replies, these people, Zakirin, are such so blessed that those who merely sit with them will not be deprived. Rather, they will also get forgiven.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا بگن درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غير سبيل كله تجاي نذر تهتو أي نذر تكوجنا لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب يا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے مستان میں آخر ورنہ زباں اے میرے الہ لا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا الله الله ایچه شیرین استنام شیر و شکر نیش و جانم تمام الله جل جلال موتان شنو اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں آجا میری آنکھوں میں سما جا میرے دل میں اللہ 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 الله 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 جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك علينا من فضلك علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.